Town Talk Radio would like to welcome Jalen Rainwater to this edition of the Cubs Spotlight. Jalen, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Jalen, as a senior year gets underway here for basketball, I know y'all are just about to start district play, but what about basketball are you going to miss most now that it's your senior year?
The most I'm going to miss is the practices and our teammates and my team.
You speak about your team and talk about the team aspect of it. What individual player on that team, or what player as a whole on the team, makes Jalen a better basketball player?
Jezreel Griffin.
You're just saying that because he's standing here behind us.
Yeah.
What about Jezreel that makes you a better player?
He competes every time he goes on the floor.
Let's talk about – we talk about competition. What about moving up to 4A has been the toughest, do you think?
The teams we play and the practices we have, we go harder and we scrimmage harder.
You look at 4A in the competition and you look at y'all's district, and y'all's district probably has to be one of the toughest in the state. Let's talk about that and talk about those teams in your district. So let's start off with probably the hardest team in your district, Estacado. Talk about Estacado and what about them makes them probably the toughest team in the district.
What makes them the toughest team is their defense and how quick they are and their ability to shoot the ball.
After Estacado, I mean, you could probably take a pick as far as La Mesa, Leveland. What about either one of those two teams makes them a tough team as well?
Their defense and their height.
A defense and height. And then it's y'all, Denver City and Seminole, both really talented teams. I know watching the girls play last night, I watched the start of Seminole boys game. They've got a lot of height as well. So what are y'all doing as a team to be able to compete with those guys?
We're trying to execute our defense and our offense more and slow the game down.
Slow the game down some, which is different from Brownfield teams in the past. I mean, y'all are used to running hardcore, running real fast. Are y'all slowing it down because that's more of the talent y'all have this year is, you know, for to slow down? Y'all don't have quite the speed y'all have had in the past?
Yes, sir.
What are your plans now after high school?
To go to SPC and major in radiologist.
Be a radiologist. What made you decide to be a radiologist?
Just, I have a family member that does it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's switch roles back to talking about basketball again. I know you played some under Coach Fott. Speak to Coach Rhodes and the difference in the switch between the two coaches.
One is more relaxed and he knows what he's doing, and then the other one is just hyped up and he's young.
Hyped up and young.
Yeah.
You talk about Coach Rhodes. What has he done to help make you a better player?
He's helped me slow the game down and read the defense more and read the offense.
Now, like I said, we get forward and we start looking at the tough district and everything else. What were some of your goals coming into the season and in the district itself?
To play better defense and be a better teammate.
What about team goals? What are some of y'all's team's goals this year?
To go back to state, of course, and then to go 10-0 in district.
Go 10-0 in district. That's definitely going to be a challenge with the district that y'all are in. What are y'all going to have to do as a team to accomplish that?
Play as a team and play better defense.
Play as a team, play better defense. You said defense a lot. Is defense kind of the key for y'all's team this year? Is being aggressive on the defensive end, or is that just something that y'all have decided on y'all's own? Is that Coach Rhodes' deal? What about defense?
It's just the key to our defense travels. That's what he tells us in practice.
Defense travels. That's something good. Defense creates a lot of turnovers and stuff like that, too, that can lead to easy points as well, right?
Yes, sir.
As we get ready to close out this interview, Jalen, is there anybody that you'd like to say thanks to, give a shout-out to, anything like that? No? Well, that's been Jalen Rainwater on this week's Cub Spotlight. We want to thank Jalen for being on with us. We also want to thank him for everything he's done and his time here at Brownfield, and we wish him nothing but good luck as he goes on and tries to pursue a career as a radiologist. So thanks, Jalen. If y'all missed any of this interview, y'all can catch it on towntalkradio.com. We will have it up there soon. And let's get back to the game.